You can pull it out when you stop working.
Right.
Some people, and many people right now, are leaving their funds on account. I think that's likely because they're CSRS retirees and they might not need their TSP funds right now. But at any rate, it's their choice. So that's the key point. In terms of how long it takes, to make a withdrawal, what I'd like to do is kind of lead through the website because I think that this, it gets you to that point.
Great.
But it takes you on a bit of a journey.
Yeah.
And I remember when we changed the website, I made a point of talking about one of the things that we did was put these buttons across the top that has different life events, different ways to plug in to get you into the various parts of all of the material, all of the content that's in the website. So if you click on life events, up pops a choice, a number of choices, including one called your career. If you go to your career and click on that, you get a number of choices, including being hired and this and that, and then separation from service. Go to separation from service, and it walks you through the things that you need to have in mind then, whether it be staying in the TSP, withdrawing your account, tax considerations, or your to-do list. On staying in the TSP, it just tells you the rules for that. You can leave your money on account as long as it's more than $200, and there are benefits to that. In terms of withdrawing your account, you have many withdrawal options, and you should consider them all. You can request a single payment. You can request monthly payments, a life annuity, or a combination of the above options. You're also eligible to transfer all or part of your withdrawal to an IRA or eligible employer plan and preserve its tax-deferred nature. Your to-do list, there are four things you must do. You are advised by our website. Make sure the TSP has your current address at all times. You're now separated from service, of course, so we don't deal with your employing agency regarding you anymore. We deal with you directly.
Right.
Keeping a current address can be a challenge these days. If you have any TSP loans, pay them off within 90 days of your separation. If you don't pay off a TSP loan, that will prevent your funds from being withdrawn. Also, it will result ultimately in a taxable distribution of the amounts that you don't pay back. So that's another good tip. Final two tips. Read the booklet, Withdrawing Your TSP Account, and it gives you a hot link to that. And then it says, read the tax notice, important notice about withdrawal, about payments from your TSP account so you understand the tax consequences. So first I would go to the withdrawal booklet, a 14-page booklet, which really has all of the information that you need about your withdrawal. And lo and behold, there is a headline, the timing of your withdrawal.
Mm.
The TSP record keeper disperses withdrawals each business day. You can check the website or call the thrift line to find out the status of your withdrawal request, including whether payment has been made. TSP will also notify you in writing when your payment has been dispersed. So when you send in your paperwork, you can start calling 2 days later, talk to a service rep, or check the website in the My Accounts section, and you can see whether or not that request has been received and whether or not it's been processed. Then we say you should allow several weeks between the time that you submit your completed request and the time that payment is sent. Your withdrawal could take longer if your agency or service delays in reporting your separation. Now, it's important that the employing agency or the military service let us know that you indeed have separated from service. Otherwise, you can't withdraw. So sometimes that takes a little time. It also can slow down your withdrawal if you have an outstanding TSP loan or, of course, if you submit forms that are not properly completed. So the time frame is several weeks, number of moving parts, the two I just mentioned. There's also the spousal agreement if you're selecting any type of withdrawal other than an annuity with spousal benefit, but they should all be completed within several weeks. No problem there. And also, one key element, if what you're worried about is that your funds are invested in the CSI or F funds during your withdrawal period, you may want to protect them from market losses. Therefore, we advise you in this little section on timing of your withdrawal, if you want to protect those funds, do an interfund transfer to the G fund. do it by noon today. It'll be processed most likely tonight. We say 2 days, but we normally do it the same day. And then you're in the G Fund, and you're not going to lose a nickel.
And it's always G Fund, of course, never has a bad day.
That's
so
right.
You're nice and safe.
That's right.
And tell folks where this is once again. And in fact, I'm looking at the TSP page, tsp.gov.
Right.
And right along the top, there are a bunch of like buttons: My Account, Plan Participation. One of them is Life Events.
Life Events.
And where do you go from there?
And just go to Your Career after you click Life Events, and then click on Separation from Service.
Perfect. And again, because I know I'll get a follow-up email.
Sure.
But so a week, why does it take that long to process all that and get people their money?
Well, we have a number of processes going on. I mean, first of all, we have the mail process. That's
right.
Going to take a couple of days for the paperwork to get there. Then we're going to have to match up the information from your agency confirming your retirement. Then we're going to have to close out your account. If you haven't moved it all to the G Fund, it's got to be moved to the G Fund. Ultimately, we then have to go through Treasury to make the payment. Once we disperse it out of your account, the funds go to the Treasury Department for disbursement in a U.S. Treasury check. So there are a lot of steps that have to be taken, and they have to be perfect.
Yeah.
They have to be done just right.
Two last questions.
Sure.
One is folks can also move once they if they leave government service, they can move their funds. They can leave them in TSP. They can also move them to another IRA or some other if they want to do that for some reason.
That's right. That's something I would like to clarify because I saw that one of your commentators. I'm from New York, and you may be able to tell that when I start talking fast. At any rate, what I said when we spoke last week is that you can transfer your funds to an IRA or another type of investment, although most people don't want to take the tax hit. There I was referring to the latter, another
right.
type of investment. If you transfer it to an IRA, of course, there is no tax hit.
Right.
You can send it to an IRA or another employer's qualified plan and preserve its tax-deferred nature. But if you have it sent to you or to some other type of fund that's not a tax-deferred arrangement, then it is subject to taxation. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yep. Just wanted to clarify that. Now, once you leave government service, I know you can leave your money in the TSP, but can you add any money to your TSP account at that point?
Only through transfers from IRAs or other plans.
Okay.
So if you go and get the dream job, the Walmart greeter afterwards, you participate in their 401k plan. When you leave them, you can, if you wanted to consolidate your retirement savings in the TSP, you could transfer that fund balance into the TSP.
And of course, I can't imagine if I could be in TSP, I would transfer all my money there and keep it there. But you can go both ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does go both ways. And I checked the numbers. I gave you some of the numbers, and I think you probably put them on the website. We have a lot of payments. Let's see. The biggest money goes out of the TSP from an aggregate amount from the single payments. These
yeah.
are payments that people likely do end up sending to an IRA within 60 days, because if you do that, you can recoup the tax withholding on it. Those payments are average last year $43,000. Our biggest, most popular withdrawal method for employees or for participants is the monthly payments, so people there are properly using them to supplement their annuities. Those monthly payments last year averaged a little under $600. And then finally, the annuity purchase is the one that the biggest dollars go to, but the smallest numbers of participants, because feds already have either the CSRS or FERS annuity, and generally they find that to be sufficient in terms of guaranteed payments for life. Nevertheless, we do offer the annuity option, and that it averaged last year $129,193. So the largest account balances went for annuities. The largest aggregate payments went for the single payments, but the most popular withdrawal method for participants was the monthly payments.
Tom Trabucco, he is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Boards. We'll have a link to the page, to the Life Events page, so you can find that nice and easily, and of course, this conversation. And you have a board meeting going on this week. Let's talk about that next Monday.
Sounds good.